More often than not, the news from Afghanistan these days is troubling. Another suicide bomber, more U.S. troops killed, the Taliban's new offensive. So Afghanistan's ambassador to the United States jumped at the chance recently to celebrate some good news by throwing a big feast at the embassy here in Washington, D.C.
It's a hard position to be between you and the Afghan food, but thank you very much for being here. We are truly honored by your presence.
NPR's Daniel Zwerdling went to the party, and he joins us now. Danny, before you tell us what the good news was, I take it that this is an example where food is politics, and not only that, you're going to teach us how to make some traditional Afghan food.
Yeah, food is a powerful messenger, as you know. But first, before we get to the recipe, let me describe the setting. So the ambassador from Afghanistan put up a huge tent on the embassy's terrace, and there were platters and platters and platters of kebabs and spicy spinach and pumpkin stews and long flatbreads called naan and fragile-looking envelopes made of dough and leeks. Here's one of the chefs who was serving the food.
And this is called awshak. It's almost like a dumpling made in leek and meat sauce on the top and seasoned yogurt.
And Leanne, the embassy was throwing this feast to celebrate the fact that a dazzling new exhibition just opened at the National Gallery of Art at the foot of the U.S. Capitol. It's called Afghanistan, Hidden Treasures. Have you read about this or have you seen it?
I read about it. I haven't seen it yet. But, you know, I did hear our colleague Susan Stamberg's report on it, and it just seems like a stunning show. I mean, I heard about these dazzling gold bowls and daggers crusted with jewels, thousands of years old.
Yeah, and the exhibit is going to travel all around the country, so our listeners are going to have a chance to see it. And people from Afghanistan and those cities where the show travels to are going to stage feasts just like this one. I met the wife of the Afghanistan ambassador. Her name is Shamim Jawad, and she understands that food touches people in a very visceral way.
We are hoping to just bring more awareness about Afghanistan and about our rich culture, about our history. As you know, Afghanistan is the crossroad of civilization from east to west. They all went through Afghanistan, and they brought in some of their cuisines, and that's why it's a mix of all these different cultures and ethnic groups. And I personally think our food is like the best.
So, Danny, the embassy used food to remind everybody that Afghanistan still has a wonderful culture despite its problems.
Exactly. And, Leanne, after the party was over, Shamim Jawad invited me to a private cooking lesson so all our listeners can learn to make a traditional eggplant dish. And I want to tell you in advance, this recipe is very easy, and it is really, really delicious.
We are at the kitchen of the Embassy of Afghanistan. Our chef, Mohammed Nasim.
Do you speak English?
Not very well.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to cook an eggplant dish. Well, while you are not going to cook it, your chef is going to kindly cook it. While you explain.
It's eggplant with going to be served on top of yogurt sauce. Mm. We call it Burani Banjan.
So, chef, please go ahead and cook.
Right now, we've chopped the garlic, and he's going to put the garlic on top of the oil, the olive oil.
Take us to Kabul when you were growing up. The sights, the smells.
Remember, it was just this calm, beautiful, peaceful city. We had a house in a big acre of land. I remember the blue sky, the beautiful blue sky of Kabul, the stars, and the calm and the peacefulness and the quiet. And the smell of the bread, the fresh smell of the bread, I remember that. That's the one thing I really miss, because we don't have this here.
Before we talk some more, just tell me, and now, what is he doing?
That's the tomato paste. Tomatoes that he peeled them, they peeled the skin off, and now he's just going to put it in the blender to blend them, so he's making the sauce. Tomato paste will go on top of the garlic.
The tomato paste?
You speak very good English.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir.
Tell me a little bit about your family, please, and growing up in Kabul. Were you a wealthy family, a well-known family?
Afghans were all not very, very wealthy. We are like kind of a middle class, you know, had comfortable life. Father was working for the government, and my mom was heading a health clinic.
Now this sort of surprises me, and I hope you'll forgive me for being so ignorant. I sort of assumed that back in those days, in the 1970s, that not many girls would be going to school and university like you did, and not many women would be working.
No. I'm surprised that you're saying that. Many, many girls were going to university and women were working. You know, Afghanistan was one of the countries that women in the 60s, they all had a right to vote, and they worked in the parliament and in the government.
Let's just pause for a moment, and what's going to happen next?
Then after when the sauce is ready, then we will fry the eggplant in a separate pan. Kabul was very westernized in the 70s.
Then the Soviets invaded your country. They first came in the end of 1979, right?
I remember when leaving the house, going to the university as a normal, any other normal days. Then as soon as, like, after 100 meters, I saw the tanks. We were all so scared. We were kind of confused. We didn't know really what happened.
So you had grown up, as you described it, in this lovely home on an acre of land with gardens and everything. How much of your possessions was your family able to take out with them when you escaped?
Basically, a suitcase of clothing. Right now, as you can see, they put the eggplant in the sauce, and as you see, the slice of tomato on top of it and the slice of an onion.
And so now that's going to
simmer for 10 minutes.
Okay, we'll keep chatting in the meantime while it simmers.
Right, and then we'll be served, and you can taste it.
I'm trying to picture that moment, the first time you got off the plane, back in your country, stepped foot in Afghanistan for the first time in what, more than 20 years?
More than 20 years. It was in January of 2003. Mm. It was just this incredible moment because we never thought that we'd be able to go back, because we thought the way things were in the past 30 years, I mean, one thing after another thing, and then Taliban, which was the worst of all. And I remember I looked up and I looked at that blue sky. That is so beautiful. But then, of course, as soon as I got off and I get on the car and I start going towards where my husband was staying, then I realized what happened to my country. It was ruined building everywhere. I could not identify one standing solid building anywhere. There was no trees on the streets. All the trees were chopped.
This was a different country than you had left.
And the thing I remember the most, there were children everywhere. Young children at 4 years old, 5 years old, begging for money. So that broke my heart. He's preparing the yogurt sauce.
Oh.
So what he's doing is he's chopping some garlic and putting it in the yogurt sauce for the taste.
Ooh, yum. So let's leap ahead now to now,
yeah.
2008. You go back and forth to Afghanistan frequently.
Yeah.
How does it compare with the Afghanistan before the Soviets came, before you fled?
Oh, tremendous change. Amazing, amazing. Every time I go, it just I feel so happy when I see the rebuilding. I mean, the face of the Kabul changed completely. The roads are built. There's the lines of shops. They're planting trees again everywhere.
You know, as you know, a lot of Americans, I think, have the sense now that Afghanistan, despite the U.S. invasion, that Afghanistan is a mess and dangerous.
Well, they need to realize this is a country that it took them 30 years to destroy it, and it was destroyed completely. We lost the whole infrastructure. So then we started from scratch, from zero, 6 years ago. I mean, I just think it's so unfair when you hear the media just criticizing everything. I mean, they don't see the positive side. 6 years ago, women were not allowed to leave home. Girls were not allowed to go to school. Now, 6 million children are going back to school, 40% are girls. Girls are back to university, boys or girls are studying again. Women are going back to work as a teachers. We have women as a governor, women run for a president. Oh, this is a major accomplishment. Why they don't talk about that?
Okay, so now a little yogurt on each plate, like a little pond of yogurt.
Yeah.
Each eggplant is covered with a hat made of an onion ring, a thick tomato slice, and a little slice of slightly spicy pepper. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a very good combination. Voila, it's done.
And by the way, Leanne, just before he served it, the chef sprinkled the plate with sprigs of parsley and cilantro, and then Shamim Jawad and I sat down at the embassy's long, long banquet table. and we savored it.
You know, it sounds like something I'm going to try in my kitchen as soon as the show is over.
You should. Oh, and speaking of food, the ambassador's wife has been helping a group that clears landmines from fields in Afghanistan, and then they plant crops there. So when she went to visit President Karzai recently at the presidential palace, she presented him with a crate filled with grapes and pomegranates. They had just been harvested from the same fields that used to be planted with death.
Great story. NPR's Danny Swerdling. Thanks a lot.
Leanne, thanks a lot.
To see an audio slideshow with step-by-step instructions on how to make a traditional Afghan eggplant dish, go to npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.